You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me via Zoom, quite a few miles away, I should say, I have Donna Cundy with Donna Cundy Leadership Coach and Training. She is also with the John Maxwell team and a director for BNI. Donna, how are you this morning?
It's a great day to be here, Brandon. I'm so excited.
As am I. Donna and I have gotten to develop our relationship kind of over the last few weeks, and she shared a story at a director meeting summit, something on those lines, and it's a great story just for people to understand that the material that is put out for BNI, the blogs, the podcasts like this, the message, all of that, it can be used well beyond just in your chapter. It can be used for inviting. It can be used to even help business professionals if they're in a rut or if they're stuck or if they're having challenges. So the story Donna's going to share is even deeper than that because this impacted her family. So Donna, I'm going to pass the mic over to you and please share the story with your son and yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. So I had joined the John Maxwell team a few years ago, and my son, who was 16 at the time, had a period of his life where he had started to make some pretty bad choices. And by bad choices, I mean like he could have had a police record at the time. Just, you know, stupid things that young boys do. But it was back to back to back. And I, as a mom, I said, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? And so what I did was I reached out to the president of the John Maxwell team because I knew he had a heart for helping and he had worked with troubled youth before. And Paul said, you know, hey, get him down to Orlando and let's see what happens, because he had known that he had brought another youth down there that was having similar experiences, and this helped turn that youth around. So being super excited about this, I went to my son and I said, Sam, this is your opportunity. We can go down to Orlando together. You can meet Paul because he had known Paul's great story, and you can meet John Maxwell and you can do all these things. And Sam looked at me and he said, no thanks. And I said, what do you mean no? You can't say no to this. This is too awesome. I said, but I don't need an answer now. So let, you know, just think about it. Just think about it. And over the next several months, I continue to plant these seeds of just think about it, Sam, because, you know, your life is so young. You have so much ahead of you, but there's a room that's bigger than one that you've ever been in. And I want to take you there. And he said, no. And then on Christmas morning, he said, you know, Mom, I'll go. So that was my Christmas present that year. And that February, we packed our bags and we went down to Orlando. And I was looking at the lineup. They always bring in a guest speaker. And this particular event, they had Dr. Ivan Meisner as the headliner, if you will, the guest speaker. And knowing my son, the way I knew my son, I said, well, he'll probably end up in the room for this one, and back in the hotel room. He wasn't a big people person. Networking really wasn't his thing. And so he went to his event with Dr. Meisner. I went into another room for returning alumni. And when we finished, we came together. And instead of telling me he went back to the hotel room, he says, Mom, look at all these notes I took. You're not going to believe it. People matter. And I said, oh my goodness, who are you? What have you done with my son? So the point being, he spent about an hour in the room with Dr. Meisner, and he came out, and we talk about the 12-12-12 rule, and that how when you're networking with people, it's the first 12 minutes, and you go within 12 inches, and I don't even know what the third 12 is. But he learned all these things. He took all these great notes, and it changed his life. He went from going down a path of making poor choices to becoming – he still actually holds, as we speak, holds the reigning number one chair at oboe in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's up in Manhattan School of Music right now, a very prestigious music school. And he's networking with big names in the industry because he learned how to do this. But more importantly, when he sees his dear old mom, he smiles, he hugs, and we have a conversation. He talks. He knows that people are important. And we were just talking a little bit before we started recording, Brandon, about how I'm here because I shared this story in a room. Mm-hmm. And I shared it with one of the other area directors, and he was so impressed by the story that on a cruise not too long ago, he got a chance to tell Dr. Meisner this story. And as I was looking through my email last week, there was an email from Ivan Meisner. And when I read it, he said he wanted to know a little bit more about this story because he's going to be recording a video for Sam. And it just so happens that Sam's birthday is this Thursday coming up. And so what a great birthday present to know. And what a, you know, when Ivan talks about who's in your room, because I didn't even know that was the talk. So there's a podcast out there on who's in your room. And that was the one that really made that impact in Sam's life. And as I was telling Ivan the story, I'm thinking, here's a guy that's walking the walk. You know, not only from a stage did he change my son's life, but now he's going to show up in his inbox in a video message. How cool is that? And how impactful? So that really, and you know, I said I drank the Kool-Aid after that, because I wasn't a BNI member when we went down to Orlando. But when I saw the change that this had in my son's life, I said, I want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And that's when I decided to join. And then I was asked to be a director, and I'm serving as the secretary treasurer. And I just want to get this message out that people matter.
Well, there's so many things that are near and dear to my heart. A lot of people know I come from a band background. I'm a hardcore tuba player. We talked earlier about the whole woodwind versus brass thing. We won't get into that now. I don't want to insult anybody, of course. but I wasn't far off that path. I really do feel that band is what kept me straight and narrow to the point I didn't end up with a police record, and I was able to make enough good choices to end up where I am today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what's so cool in that story is how Ivan impacted two non-BNI members. And I'm ecstatic to have you in BNI. I mean, you're a great contribution to BNI of all means. But your son is going and striving with a passion that he has now and well succeeding. And I'm going to be very honest. When Who's in Your Room started, I remember when Ivan talked about it, we got it at a conference, like the first BNI copy, all of that. Simple read. It's not too drastic. It's not a thick book. And I'm just like, okay, I get the concept, whoop-dee-doo. I read like the first chapter, whoop-dee-doo. And then the more I heard Ivan speak, the more he talked about Who's in Your Room. And then he got the author to join him at a conference, and he talked about it. And it just became more and more apparent. It is not just focusing on, okay, be very particular on who you let in your chapter. It really is. Be particular on who you let in your life, because the wrong people will take you down the wrong path, mm-hmm. and the right people will only help you succeed better. And what I've learned is the right people challenge you. The wrong people, they don't challenge you. They encourage you to make the easy, bad decisions that don't lead to anything. But when challenged by the right people, it's amazing what you can do, mind, body, and soul, by all means.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to share this, Donna. So we had to re-record this for many technical reasons, but so much has happened from the first time we recorded it to now that I feel this is a much more impactful podcast. Absolutely. Than what we had before. And when I had to reschedule with Donna, I felt horrible. And she, after like many apologies, she goes, Brandon, don't worry about it. I don't know what your beliefs are, but more was to be said. And especially getting that email just mm-hmm. recently for us to record today, I think really sums it all up.
Closes the loop, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So for our listeners, use BNI material, like I said at the beginning, to help business professionals. Use it as an inviting tool. Sometimes when we just talk about the benefits of BNI or even share context, sphere, abilities, all that great stuff, they don't see the value. But when you share a little education and people feel inspired, or it answers this question that maybe they've been struggling with over the years or whatever it is, that might be that one thing that says, you know what, I'm going to go check this out. And then when they get to see the culture of what a buzzing BNI room feels like, the relationships, and you know, that business part doesn't hurt either. I think that's a real good motivator for people to understand more on what BNI can do, not just for your business, but for you personally, versus just another tool to help you get referrals and that sort of thing. Because it is so much more 35 years later, as Ivan started it, and now here we are internationally just doing amazing things. So Donna, any final thoughts to kind of close out the podcast?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks, Brandon. When you think about it, or if you ask any business owner, they're going to tell you that their greatest resource is their people. That both inside the organization and outside the organization, because without a connection with people, you have no sales,
right?
You have no product, you have no business. And so that when my son came out and said, people matter, I think that's really something to take to heart, that people do matter and that you can show up in so many different ways, either from a stage, a one-to-one, or in a video message like Dr. Ivan is doing. People matter.
I like that. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please share, subscribe, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Donna, thank you again for your time twice, coming back on and sharing your story. I'm sure it's going to impact many others.
Thanks, Brandon.
And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.